I'm back! XA Shafir, who's the guys? Hope you guys are good. Yeah, man, I wasn't on last week's episode because I was traveling. Zama Naomi, I was in my spot, so shout out to Zama for taking over. Really, really.
Well, she was in my spot, but I get you. But
she was in your spot. Yeah, also, you took my spot.
Yeah, also, which spot she wanted? She wanted this one. I was like, ah,
that's very nice of you. But yeah, man, it's been really nice. I have a little bit of flu. It was really, really bad the few days before. But right now, I feel a whole lot better. Fresh out of Lesotho, but I'll speak about that in my How Are Yous.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, today's conversation is going to be really cool, guys. I think we're at that halfway mark in life where we can see that, no, man, you know, have we achieved our goals?
How not life, the year, chief, the year. Sorry, you.
Even 28, what's that? That's no, I'm going to make it past 70.
You think so?
I don't know. Do I even want to make it past 70? I've got no idea.
I'm actually low-key G of 65, 65, 70.
But we're just doing a nice reflection. It's a boys' conversation, very chilled, very relaxed. I want to connect with you guys. I feel like it's been a while since we haven't been able to connect with you guys outside of like a very heavy topic.
Yeah.
Telling you guys how we are and just reading your guys' things. And yeah, man, it's basically about the halfway mark in the year. How are you feeling? Did you achieve your goals? What are you doing to achieve your goals? The pressures of society towards achieving your goals and a whole lot more.
Yeah.
Did I hit it right?
Yeah, you did. I'm also going to be talking about like half year fatigue, you know. It's winter. Are you still in gym? If you are, you're crazy. What are some of the things this year taught me so far? And that's giving, nice how one. Have I showed up for myself, basically?
Yeah, that's a nice one.
Also going to be doing top five. And today is also Rata Ditaba, which is like surprising. It's not even a brand deal, but yeah. But yeah.
Yeah.
It's something that happened. But
so let's get into the first one, which
but
is
very important before we even start the show on the 17th of July.
Tomorrow. The live show is tomorrow.
The
guys.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow we're having the live show. I think a lot of the talents is quite nervous. I'm so chilled about it.
I honestly couldn't be bothered.
Yeah, I think the guys are chilled. The girls are stressed. Mommy was really stressed. I'm like, dude.
There's nothing to be stressed about.
Yeah, mommy's stressed. I'm like, relax. I think everyone was worried about ticket sales. I think there's probably we're probably
and we're doing
out.
Really well. I think there's like 40
there's 40 left. There's 40 left now.
Oh, okay.
So if you guys want to buy, I'm hoping they're still there. If they're not there, sorry, you had your chance. Yeah. But we will be doing more live shows in different provinces, which is really, really exciting.
Yeah.
Hey, this candy. We're doing live shows in different provinces. So that's gonna be really, really exciting. Yeah. And yeah, let's get into the first segment, which is
Lerata Ditaba, actually, today, not how are you? Oh, well, actually, yeah, Lerata Ditaba, then how are you?
What's been happening? Okay, so I want to speak about this one thing.
wait, I've got things prepared. This guy. So
I also have things I want to speak about.
Can I do the prepared? You do all the unprepared, right. And then prepared. Okay. One more.
Okay,
so Temu has actually just launched a local warehouse in South Africa, enabling faster delivery. Items from this warehouse are marked as local, with delivery times to be estimated to be under 2 days, including next day options. So I think that we're moving into a time where no one's going to have to leave their house now. Because if Temu's in South Africa, you're going to come to my house, neon lights everywhere, the door, camera on the door.
It's giving us access to what the world has also.
Yeah, we're basically going to become like Korea. You know how like you watch those Korea videos and the guy like, and comes home and he has like the digital thing, puts on a slipper and then the slipper gets defoamed in the box and then the machine and then...
That would be cool.
I won't lie.
It would be cool to have like a whole lot more smart tech. I think one thing we like about Temu and Shein is that the things are affordable.
Are very affordable. Yeah. So now imagine how affordable it's going to be within South African borders.
Imagine getting a new TV for like 3,000. It's like 85 inches.
I wouldn't say that. Maybe it'll say 85 when it comes to the monitor. But what's your Lerata Ditaba? I've got one more.
For me, I've just been seeing like there's been a lot of noise around like traditional media and digital media.
Okay.
Like, and I'm saying, as I'm saying, like, you know, Mtar from Open Chats I've seen a lot of clips of him speaking about Casper.
Yeah.
And it's basically like, yo, ABCD about Casper.
Yeah.
So I think it's kind of cool seeing some sort of like back and forth. I think whenever we see back and forth, it's always like, oh, okay, there was a back and forth between Khonsa and Swanabile.
Mm.
Well, not a back and forth. Khonsa says something on Lasizwe's platform. Swanabile then reacted to it.
Yeah.
That's also like, okay, cool. You know, I like young back and forth.
Mm.
Shame, Gracie's been like, yo, tea. Like, everyone's been speaking
about Gracie's situation. Yeah, it will be last week this time.
Yeah, everyone's been speaking about Gracie's situation. Ach, man, for me,
guys,
somebody has passed away. So that's my biggest
thing.
Yeah,
sorry for your loss.
Sorry for your loss, bro. I think when death comes in, we can't judge people's actions and what they do.
Yeah, but everyone should.
Hey, but the things that are being sent, it's like, whoa, what's going on, you know? Yeah. It would be nice for her to, like, respond to everything.
Yeah, but this is also like...
It doesn't have to.
I feel like, it also shows me that, like, I've always looked at funeral plans like, like, oh, dude, this, I'll probably never get this. I'll probably get this when I'm 38, 35.
Yeah.
I think it's very important
to have a funeral plan.
To have a funeral plan and a list of instructions.
Yeah.
And invites.
Yeah.
I've got one more here that I found.
So, your notes, you said Donald Trump is doing like a...
Yeah, yeah. So, US President Donald Trump announced on Monday, 7th of July, that he would subject imports from South Africa to new 30% tariffs from that would take effect from the 1st of August.
And kind of the tariffs, like, they don't even bring the American government benefit. They basically just increase the price of the thing that's being sent over. So, if you want to export, what, coal?
Yeah.
Gold,
but
clothes, blankets.
He actually sent a letter, like Trump sent a letter to Ramaphosa, and it said, "We have had years to discuss our trading relationship with South Africa and have concluded that we must move away from these long-term and very persistent trade deficits engendered by South African tariff and non-tariff policies and trade policies." Yeah. Okay. So he's basically saying, like, yo, OG, I'm tired of you.
Gonna navigate that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's everything that's basically happening. I wanted to speak about the tariff thing because I was just like, it's so interesting. Temu moves closer, tariffs are going. Like, all of it is connected, you know? So, but yeah, let's get straight into how are you now? Yeah, so.
Yeah, 3, 2, 1.
How are you?
Also, Ruby just walked into the building. Hi, Ruby.
Hello.
How are you? We've got Tavang in the house. Also, Candy's on the Fetsack. What's up, Candy? We've got a bit of an audience today.
Yeah.
Pretty much the same audience we always have, though.
Yeah, literally. Yeah. So how are you? Is he going to take it away?
Yeah. So here someone says, I'm just happy that I don't have to stress about saving the semester for a while. Life show. We are, baby.
Yeah.
I think a lot of university kids are going to recess.
Yeah. No, so but now, relax. By the time now this video drops, they finish. Recess is finished.
Yeah. So
they back at school.
I hope you guys enjoyed your research. Yeah.
Yeah.
Because damn. Also, I've been seeing so many nice tweets about you guys speaking about like our podcast. Like,
oh
people
yeah,
are, people are saying that underrated. It's a really powerful podcast. So that makes me feel really good. Like, damn, you guys are messing with it. Shout out. Someone says, I'm so young for a polygamous relationship. I'm only 20, and I'm trying to leave homeboy. Mara akufuni.
What's a? She's too young for a
polygamous relationship. So maybe
when you watch, what's that mean? She's got a
boyfriend, but the boyfriend has many girlfriends.
Agahambe.
She has many boyfriends. Would you do that?
Like me have many girlfriends?
Yeah.
Of course, 100%. Yeah, definitely.
Someone also commented, sorry guys, I've been seeing a lot of the engagements.
But obviously in today's societal standards, I would not do it.
Yeah.
But if I had the freedom, it was normal. Everyone was like, oh no, it's G. Like, hey, do your thing. Go get your second wife. I'll be like, yeah, for sure.
I also saw a comment, I think it was the previous episode or the previous one before this one. Someone said, yo guys, is it just me? Or is Lebo way more masculine than Tato? I feel like it's so easy to resonate to Lebo, and Tato's like so like feminine. And then let me find it. They were even like, yeah, Tato speaks for like woman. He's in his feminine era or something.
And Lebo's been
and
so
were,
man.
And then there were further conversations after that, right? So
because I feel like,
yeah,
you say so. You what was your answer? What would you do? Would you marry multiple people if you could?
Society's
perfectly normal with it.
Like a polygamous relationship. Yeah, if it was normalized, I'd give it a try.
Even a Han, you know, if you can ask a Han, would you like eight partners? You have all the resources. She might say, why not?
I'm not completely opposed to it, but I'm not like, you know, trying to actively get it.
Yeah, that's also me. Like, I've met people that have like done the whole open. Sorry, this is a very interesting topic. I've met people who've done the whole open relationship thing.
Yeah.
Or we're like,
even in university, remember that friend that we had, my best female friend in university?
Yes.
Back then.
Yes.
Not the one you guys think you know.
Yeah.
She had a girlfriend and a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And they'd even see each other, but then the girlfriend was the main and the most respected.
One of my previous friends, we're not friends anymore. She had a girlfriend and another girlfriend.
Yeah.
And the girlfriends knew she had perfectly normal. But I always realized in those relationships, everything's always so divided. I don't know.
Yeah, and it's very competitive. But I mean, I'm sure it's amazing. Imagine two girls competing for your love, knowing very well that someone else is doing a good job.
Yeah, unlimited resources, that sounds like heaven. But
yeah,
limited resources that I have, I don't think it sounds like heaven. It sounds like hell.
So the comment I was referring to, it says, am I the only one who feels like Lebo is more masculine than Tato, despite him being the youngest of the two? Because as a guy, I always relate to Lebo and his points more than Tato at most times. Then someone then responded and said, Tato get baddie, he sometimes competes with girls. I liked it. I thought that was funny as well. Then another person said, yeah, maybe look at what you quantify masculinity as, because it looks different for everyone, and that's okay.
Yeah.
And a further comment said, it doesn't really matter. They are two different people, and they have different views and opinions. And they said, Tato is a soft-tier heart bro, so in touch with these feelings. And then they say, Lebo definitely advocates for the gents in these conversations, and Tato does not mind advocating for the ladies. But that does not, that doesn't make him less masculine. He just seems better at understanding women than Lebo does.
Yeah, I just speak my truth.
I think, yeah.
Like, I don't think, from what you're saying, like, I don't think I try, like, take, like, the man's side.
Yeah.
I just take, like, at my current age mentality, what side I would take.
Yeah.
That's what, that's my view. But I, there's always times when I hear, like, let's say we're talking about something.
Yeah.
And it's like, I know it sounds stupid, like, oh, do women deserve roses on every date? Mm. You know, you will always say yes. You'll be like, yes, yes,
on
yes.
every date.
You no, I'm saying it as an example.
No.
I won't say like yes, as in that's your answer.
I haven't bought flowers in months.
But I'm saying, let's say I hate you. Yeah, you'd be like yes. I'll say hell no on the podcast.
Yeah.
Now I look like I hate women. I don't hate women. It's just unrealistic.
You're a guy's guy.
Yeah, I'm just it's just unrealistic financially to buy someone flowers every single date. It's unrealistic.
Very extreme example. It's I don't like when people use extreme examples to substantiate a point. But I hear what you're saying.
Yes.
Okay, so I'll do the last one from the people.
Maybe it's because I haven't been on leave, guys. I don't know.
You'd swear I'm cursed, but I know my Lord and Savior won't let me down. He's always there for me.
Real.
That's a tricky one, you know. I think as a Christian,
Oh, you're saying it's a tricky one. It's
as
true.
As a Christian, like, I feel like whenever we go through moments of, like, depression, failure, you look up and you're like, yo, God, like, you know, aren't you meant to be, you know, giving me everything I need? And I feel like, I like the fact that this person hasn't, like, questioned the Christianity. I feel like it's so easy to question your Christianity in those situations.
Yeah, definitely. I think so, too. But I always just be like, ah, oh, dude, you're just slowing me down right now because for a reason. Like, if I'm, like, sad, wada, wada, that means what? I'm not going to go out. I'm going to stay home, wada, wada. Sometimes God just slows you down in a reason. Also, God knows that you have depression. It's not a thing of, like, it's looking at you and you have depression now. You're like, oh, God, when did this start? Why did you give this to me? It's like, no, chief, this is part of my plan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
One thing I want to speak about today, we spoke about it this past Sunday at church, actually. I'm putting it in my notes. It's basically the power of your thoughts and taking control of your mind. Because Pastor Art was basically saying that, like, a lot of the times, people wait for miracles to exist and for miracles to happen, right? And they wait for God to come and just give them everything.
Yeah.
Not seeing that God has given you a vessel to be able to be good, do good, and achieve your dreams and your goals. A lot of the time we assume that the devil is coming from an external source, but the devil is actually inside of you through your thoughts. You know, like he was speaking about the power of a thought existing and then a thought multiplying. And then, so for example, you can think that like, yo, let me not use mental health, you can think, yo, I'm not good at what I do, right? And then that thought... One thought then manifests into, I'm not good at what I do, I keep making these mistakes, and then that then dwells into your perspective and your perception of self. And then now if you think you can't do those things, it's going to affect your ability to action out specific things. So one thing I'd want to speak about as after the how I use, our how I use, is the power of like, your thoughts, bro. Because I've been thinking about it a lot. Because I've been thinking, okay, cool. Because he was basically like, guys, miracles are done. Like, away, cool, miracles can exist. God is good. Away, shut. But let's be real. Like, miracles is from the fucking Old Testament, right? So what we should be doing now is taking control of our thoughts and like our vessels, which are these bodies. Yeah. And he spoke so much. Like, I've got notes here, which are bamba, but we'll speak about it later.
Yeah. We'll speak about it straight after. How are you, actually?
How are you?
I'm okay, actually. The way I want to speak about it, I'm okay. I'm sharp. Yeah. You, how are you?
You're done. That's it.
Man. On what you're saying, how am I? Like, I was having this thought, right? So I got paid. I just did a brand deal, whatever. And I got paid.
To be paid.
I got paid, and then I paid for everything. The rent, the Wi-Fi, the Netflix, whatever needs to be paid for. And I was left with Buma, like, hundreds. After paying for everything, I said, so I worked that hard. just God, you made me work that hard just to have peanuts at the end of everything.
Yeah.
And she said, wait a minute. Like, wait, let's look at it the other way. Like, God just enabled me to pay rent, to have a happy home, to have electricity for a whole month, to, having food every single day. And there's someone that made a TikTok and was like, yo, dude, I don't know who it was, but I saw it, like, literally this morning. But this guy said, like, guys, I've paid rent and my fridge is full. And that is the financial dream. Yeah. Like, a lot of people will shame you, hustle culture, you must have a Porsche, Mercedes. You have way more if your fridge is full and you've paid electricity and you've had rent than a lot of South Africans. You know that?
100%.
A lot of South Africans don't even have course for like every single day. So that's basically what's been going on in my mind. And yeah, just also like, one of my friends, which is why like I wanted to do this topic about like half year fatigue and stuff. I wanted to make the podcast about rejection, actually. Like the first idea I had was like, yo, let me make this podcast today about rejection. But then I said, no, I want to talk about like half the year because they just got rejected by something. But I was like, dude, but look at how much you've accomplished in only half a year. Imagine your life. You know what I mean? And we spoke. I was like, you went through this in 6 months and you're okay. You have your whole life ahead of you. You'll be fine. You know what I mean? Yeah. How are you?
I agree. I just want to add to that point. I feel like it's so, because I was looking at this from like a relationship perspective. Like it's so easy to be in a relationship with someone and then there's like 95% good.
Yeah.
And then 5% comes and that 5% manifests into your thoughts and into your perspective and then it just completely disregards the other 95%, right? Mm. So I feel like even with failure, like we have such a bad tendency of like hyper-focusing on that failure and letting that failure define us, right? And it shouldn't be that like, okay, cool, when I do something wrong and I go a wrong direction or I try something and I fail, that I'm a failure.
Mm.
I think it's so important to apply what you're saying and consistently have a holistic view of all of your achievements and what you've done to get to this point of failure. And like my new like mantra right now, because every time I watch like these millionaires videos, they always speaking
about naira.
Like, not naira or rands. $1 million. They're always speaking about like the fact that like, dude, they first 7 businesses failed. My first 8 businesses
first
failed.
First 50, first 100.
So every time something fails, I'm like, Nazo, closer to the goal.
Yeah, literally. You
know? Second thing fails, closer to the goal. Because I, like, guys, people are aware of like my businesses. It's me as an influencer. Recently launched an influencer marketing agency, which is really exciting. And then it's like talent management. And then it's like podcasting and then a studio. So like a lot of these things have failed. Like me managing talent, me managing like a Mommy Dearest and a specific person, I didn't enjoy it. I failed in that. And then I said, let me remove managing talent. You know, let them graduate. Let me equip them with the resources to continue. And now I'm focused on managing shows and podcasts. You get what I'm saying? So I think whenever you fail, you need to really think like, okay, cool. I'm one step closer towards not failing because you learn so much within failure.
Yeah.
But it's also not nice, eh?
I was about to say, it's because like...
It's not easy to have that positive perspective.
You know, because with this bro, he was so down. He was like, ah, dude, you know, like, ah, dude, I really wanted to... And I was explaining to him that like, you know, failures or rejection rather, right? Yeah. It's also so beautiful because it shows how much you care. The more disappointed you are, that's how much... You must understand, that's how energy transfers. The anticipation, the excitement of it, transfers into like negative emotions, which is being like I can't believe I didn't get this thing. I didn't get this. Let me just use an example, like a job.
Yeah.
I didn't get this job. Yeah. I kept saying like, dude, but you applied for this thing knowing that you are capable of getting it. You understand? Don't let now this rejection take away the thought that you are still capable of getting it. You know what I mean?
It's possible.
Yeah, man. So it's like, but I like what you were talking about though.
Yeah.
So really it's power of thought, which is why I was like, yo, like, that's so crazy talking about power of thought. Yeah.
And then me, I'm good, man. I think you guys saw that I'm back to creating content. I think by the time this video comes out, did a really nice travel series in Lesotho with Steven.
How many views is that travel series? Do you even check these things?
I checked like the comments. And I checked like the views, but I think maybe we did over like 2 million views.
Yeah, that's a good
platform purpose
for over a week, ne?
Yeah, in like the space of 7 days.
That's nice.
We did good.
That's nice.
Because also we got views poured into other older videos. Yeah, so my insights went up. I think I was getting I was averaging like maybe 800, 900K. No, per month.
Oh, I thought you were saying per day.
No.
How can you say, chief?
No, so then now my energy is like on 3 million.
Okay,
there was like a bit of a boost.
Okay.
It was a nice collaboration also because like I grew, CTA grew, Steven grew. There was visibility amongst all the creators.
I liked the storyline of like, let's go find snow. Instead of just making it, oh, we're in Lesotho. This is Lesotho.
Yeah.
Lesotho is known for, you know what I mean?
It also taught me a lot, bro. Like, because I hyper-focus on quality when I'm creating, right? I'm always hyper-focused on quality and, like, getting the best angles, the best shots. And I've lost bringing in my personality and having a story.
Mm.
So this trip really taught me the importance of, like, a storyline within your content. Mm. Like, now I'm hyper-focusing on, like, vlogging, as you guys can see. If you go to my IG, Tadarambedi, and TikTok, follow me. Some really dope vlogs, even post the Lesotho trip.
Mm.
Because, like, now I'm recording my everyday.
Mm.
I'm trying to tell a story within that, you know? So I think when it comes to content creation, I know there's not a content creator's
camp
or whatever. But when it comes to content creation, it's so important to, yes, have your niche, yes, be consistent. But, like, tell a story, bro, and showcase your personality.
Mm.
Because if you don't do that, it's like, it's chai. Like, the reason why Lebo does so well is because in every single TikTok, he's telling a story.
Mm.
It's like a story that you've seen, it's relatable and it exists.
You're creating a character that has strong opinions, that people will be like, hard. You know people are not going to agree with you, but that's the engagement.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, because people think we just create and change. Without thinking, this thing is just going to be funny. It's not just funny. I'm trying to invoke
emotion.
You're trying to invoke emotion and communication from the audience.
Mm.
So just posting a Get Ready With Me, for example. Like, you post a Get Ready With Me with you just putting on clothes and saying, okay, these are my three outfits. Or do you post a Get Ready With Me with, like, that, like Luki, who plays I'm a piano and he's dancing. Yeah. And the transitions include dancing. Like,
or even something
invoke.
Even something as simple as get ready with me to go see my ex-boyfriend.
Yes.
It's like, what?
Or get ready with me to go pay off the rest of my SAS bill.
Yeah.
That's funny. People are like,
it's
a what?
Storyline. It's something.
Yeah.
So I'm really trying to practice that into my... trying to add that strategy into my work.
Yeah,
I'm excited to see how it, like, manifests and translates. But yeah, on that note, guys, please understand that we do, as we speak about business, we do have a studio, guys. So please come through to House of Rambedi. The space is open for you to come and book out. If you're gonna use the space, the entire space is 850 rand an hour. If you're gonna shoot a podcast, it's like 2.2. If you're gonna do some short form content, also 2.2. So we shoot for you, use our gear, our lights, our equipment. I think one thing we don't speak about enough is, like, the things that we're doing. So please don't be scared to use the space, guys. It is open to you guys. And if you're going to come regularly and have your own show here on your own platform, speak to us. We can give you guys a discount as well.
Mm.
We'll put Ruby's number on the screen so you can definitely hit her up. And yeah, man, please don't be scared to use the studio.
Yeah.
Outside of that, like, how am I? I've got a bit of flu post-Lesotho, but, like, I've been heavily medicated, like, the past few days, bro.
Yeah.
Like, I've been in bed, I've been working on this new business that I'm trying to push. It's been really cool. I've been doing a lot of the work with Tita as well. Like, she's been teaching me, like, sales and stuff, so that's really dope. So it's like really just trying to utilize everyone that I have access to really, like, go the next step. Because I feel like with content creation, let me say my own personal life, our biggest flop is time, right? We have the infrastructure to create, we have the infrastructure to be whatever, but then time is not our side. And when I say time, I'm talking about, like, cash flow and finances. So you can have this amazing brand, not be paid for 3 months. Now time is not on your side for you to pay for your things in those 3 months. So now you're creating, but you can't pay rent, you can't pay for groceries, you can't pay for your students, but you can't pay for employees. So time gets a hold of you, which is why it's so important to constantly innovate and, like, plan properly. Otherwise, time will really put you in a chokehold and it'll make you feel like you're not successful when you actually are extremely successful.
You'll build a business and they'll forget about you at the time the business is finished being made.
But I'm good, bro. Everything is nice. Lesotho was amazing. Such a good time. Came back with great news. So it's just a good time.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the podcast, guys. It is time to get seated of half-year fatigue. I think we're at the halfway point. Are we? January, February, March, April, May, June, July. Yeah. Are we?
Past.
We've passed even. So.
Oh, we're there.
We're within the halfway point, basically. Like I said, though, I wanted to make this podcast about rejection and stuff and all the negative things that have happened in the past 6 months. I know for a fact, one of the first podcast topics actually is, did I reach the goals I set for myself in the beginning of the year? I said I was going to work out in winter and work out the whole year. My electric blanket is not that hard for me to be waking up at 5 a.m. to go gym and run. I don't think my geezer's that strong enough
to prevent you
to have me warm for me to be working out. So I think definitely I failed at working out.
Yeah.
I didn't fail at increasing the amount of money I make. I increased it. I was very happy about that. I reached my goal.
No, you know what our biggest problem is?
What?
We don't have to make money. We don't have financial discipline.
Yes.
So
yes.
Money in, yes. Money out pays. Like, I'll be real, guys. Like, Lebo and I would be having a different conversation right now if we were financially disciplined. I promise you.
Yeah.
If we chose good hobbies.
Maybe we can speak about that. Maybe we can speak about how financial discipline has failed us in these past 6 months. Maybe you can start us off.
Yeah, because I was even speaking.
And don't go into the usual, like, oh, we go clubbing.
No. Leave that. You know, like, guys, one thing I've learned that I don't do, and I think a lot of people, like, when you guys view us, you're thinking these guys are financially savvy, these guys know what they're doing. A lot of the time, like, we're going with the flow, we've got big dreams, and then, like, try an error. So one of my biggest flops was this financial discipline, in the sense that, like, not being able to project where my money's going in a month.
Mm.
So I have been doing this for the past few years where everything's at the back of my head, because I think really fast, process really fast, good with numbers. So everything's at the back of my head. And I'm not seeing how much I spent on Uber Eats this month. I'm not seeing how much I spent on Ubering. I'm not seeing how much money I spent on entertainment.
Yeah.
I'm not seeing how much money I didn't pour into my clothes. I didn't pour into myself.
Yeah.
So I think when I say financial discipline, we're not projecting and exploding, rather, you know, 100%. What we're spending in a month, which is preventing us from having serious discipline. Another thing is that, like, our environment, guys, being in the entertainment space and being exposed towards certain activities like clubbing, like drinking.
Events. It doesn't have to just be like...
Being outside, especially being in South Africa, we've got a big culture of drinking. And now, when you are Leborampe, Tatarampe, you drink Hennessy now. You drink Jameson. You don't drink a Black Label or Heineken, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you do in your petty corner, but then when you're outside, you want to, you know, have this thing. So I think we have, for the past few years, we've really been sucked into this lifestyle of drinking certain levels of alcohol, experiencing a certain level of fun, which is very dangerous. And I think not many people will speak about the fact that it's so expensive.
I want to,
so,
like,
for you, you know,
I want to read the things that Tina was sending to the group.
Yeah, but do you agree with me? 100%,
sure.
Yeah, like, I think, you know, a lot of the times young, and I remember Olebo's partner said this once to us. She was like, you guys behave like people who just experience new money.
Yes, yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And it's like, in that...
But
in that
do you... I mean...
It is!
It is new money.
Have you ever been sent a 500 rand out of the blue?
Lay allowance never reaches these heights.
No, it's like 500.
Lay allowance never reaches these heights. Guys, from starving at school, not being able to afford a tuck shop, of course. Of course, in your later life, you're going to splurge a bit. But
yeah.
I actually said it out loud for the first time this week. I said, to her. I was like, yo, did you not actually have a huge spending problem? Mm. I splurge. Mm. I was literally telling her, I splurge. Mm. I'm a splurger. Like, when it comes to anything, like life, life must be always nice. I don't know why.
I remember I was interviewing Hungani on Capable.
Like, for example, when's the last time you made yourself peanut butter and jam? Think about it. Cheese and butter. On bread, fella.
That's not a good example. I mean, I prefer certain. I've got a certain palate in life.
You've got a certain palate that doesn't add parliament. I mean, parliament. No, I mean, parla. What is it?
No, I won't be subjected.
Parliament. Parliament. Kimang, someone help me.
Cheese.
Parmalat. Your parliament doesn't need to be noticed.
I'm lactose intolerant.
Oh, okay. But yes. My point is, when last did you make a sandwich?
Yes, a sandwich. Yes, yeah, great.
A sandwich.
Yeah, so even like now, I was speaking to...
when last did you make a sandwich? Do you see what I'm saying, bro?
I don't know.
I was like, I haven't picked up a bread knife in a long time, mate.
Exactly.
And that's a splurge. That shows you that you're not willing to be in the kitchen. You're not willing to make yourself like a simple thing like a
sandwich.
You would rather have like a oyster box, you know what I mean? Which, by the way, amazing. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's just easier, convenience.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to speak to myself about this also. I've been trying to tell myself, like, financial discipline in these things.
Yeah.
You lost me. I had a point. Maybe you were speaking.
Sorry. Like, I just want to add something. You know, my sister, I actually spoke to my sister, like, last year. I was like, I'm always broke. I'm always broke. I'm always like that. And she was just like, you need to be frugal. That's your problem. You're not frugal. You need to eat rice on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Mm.
Pop on Wednesday. It's like, look at your parents. Your parents cook a meal. They eat that meal for 2 days. And then the next day they cook.
Very
frugal. They'll buy juice. If the juice is finished, they won't buy juice until the next period of juice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Whereas your house, when the juice finishes immediately, you are buying juice immediately. Mm. You know what I'm saying? Like, for me, it's not about like...
Also, you know... Yeah.
I feel like it's not about like... It's not about, like, your taste in life. It's about the quantity of how much...
Of your taste.
Of your taste.
Want to drive a Lamborghini every day.
Yes. Are you having lunch? Are you having lunch on a Wednesday, Thursday, and then you're still getting Uber Eats on Thursday and Friday? Yeah. How does that make sense?
Exactly.
You just went out twice. You feel me?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's the biggest problem. And our friendship.
Also, so I believe... So with us, as we're speaking from such a personal perspective, I think what fails us the most when it comes to this thing is our environment and our friends. And the people that we're seeing.
Yeah.
If for being quite honest. Mm. So because we have friends that like going out also, yeah. like going out for lunches also, we then do those things. So now if our friends want to hang out, it costs $1,000 to step out the house.
Yeah. Yeah.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's like, damn, now I'm getting four calls like yeah. four times a week. Every time I step out the house, R500, R600, yeah. R1,000. Do you get what I'm saying? It's like, mm-hmm. whoa. You know what I'm saying? So one, do we have people that have, that share mm-hmm. the same mindset as us mm-hmm. of being frugal? No, we don't. Mm-hmm. So now how will we be frugal? I'm coming on solutions now. For yeah. us, by the way.
So I feel like Tata's not talking about like how your community and the people around you have like a huge influence on like
on your expenditure. On your frugality. Your frugality. Yeah. So I was saying, so I was interviewing Hungani Uncapable, right? I think the episode should be coming oh, yeah. out tomorrow after this one. And he was saying what really helped him, you know, was when he was married, was that his wife is like very, very bloated. Let's look at the month.
Really?
So his month that his wife would say, okay, you make 10,000 rand.
The lotto.
Bro, you make 10,000 rand, I make 10,000 rand. Sharp, we've got 20K to the household. You get what I'm saying? Then she'll say, okay, cool. Groceries.
Your wife will look at you and says, you have 10,000 rand? I have 10,000 rand. We have 10,000 rand for the household this month. We only have 10,000 rand for this household this month.
So then from there, they'll then go line for line. Okay, how's our bond? How are our cars?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. We left with 7,000 rand. We paid for everything. Okay, you can spend 4,000. I can spend 3,000, right?
Mm.
And then from there, if his wife would see him come back with like a new pair of shoes, she'd be like, oh, dog. Show me where you bought the shoes from with this budget that you have. So I think we all need to be a Steph in our own lives. Let's not wait for the right partner.
No, but you know what I hate about people that tell us to budget? Like, I'm going to be the person listening now. You know what I hate about people that tell us to budget and stuff? You don't know how I'm going to feel on Thursday. Sometimes the heart needs KFC. It needs to unlock outside the budget. It needs... You're sad, Tato. Yeah. You go home, the key falls before you unlock. You say, yo.
So this is the lack of discipline.
Yeah, this is the lack of discipline.
Yeah, so yes. You need to have discipline when it comes to these things.
That's what I'm saying.
Whether you're bumping your toe and your keys fall, you might say, you know what? Okay, my heart is sore. What's my budget for takeaways? It's 400 rand. How much have I spent?
Yes.
400. How much do I have left? 300. Okay, let me get myself this meal.
No, so now I'm saying let's reduce it from a month for the people like me back at home. And let's take it to a week. How do we build the discipline in the week? 1 week, Monday to Friday.
You know what I used to do?
What did you used to do?
University. It was
so good. The dividing thing.
Yeah, so I would take my money. I'd say, I know I'm making 3K, right? Yeah. I'd pay for everything.
Yeah.
Everything. Then I know my cash flow
yeah.
is maybe 1.5.
Sure.
Then I say, okay, my cash flow is 1.5. I've paid for everything else.
Sure.
Then I say 1.5 divided by 4 is whatever that is. Yeah. 350.
This guy is the same guy said, I do my numbers fast at the back of my head.
It's 400.
1,500 divided by 4 is 375.
So yeah, I was 350, 400. I was in the middle, yeah. So 375.
Yeah, sure.
Right? Then I say, okay, cool. 375. I've got a girlfriend. Yeah. Wants to go out for lunch once in yeah. a week. Okay, let me take 175. I've got myself. Okay, cool. Mind you, I bought groceries and everything, right? So I feel like that's how we should be living as people, especially when your income is so...
fluctuated.
Yeah, bro. If you know there's no salary coming every single month guaranteed, yeah. then you must know, okay, if I get guys. This gig, 30% must go. Really? 30% must be put here. I've got whatever 40% to spend.
Yeah.
Do you get me? I feel like guys, it's that simple.
So, and then like... Do you get cooking fatigue? Am I the only one? So I get cooking fatigue. This thing of like, when I cook, I don't mind cooking. I just don't like the dishes, which makes me not cook. Which is my cooking fatigue.
Yeah.
You feel me? So if I cook once in the week, I'm exhausted.
Yeah. So this is also the discipline thing, right? So now you need to reteach yourself.
That's why I said day by day.
So like even in that, if you know that dishes fail you,
yeah.
like as you're cooking, do the dishes. So you need yeah. to, we need to start embodying new hobbies and traits that we don't usually do. Because obviously we know how to live off people eat and be comfortable.
Yeah.
Let's start practicing new things.
You're so right, by the way, because like I'm thinking about it now. I have a dishwasher. It's just that I'm black. I'm black and like my parents always told me that like you're not supposed these things take money. It takes work. But I'm thinking about it now. I might start using
the dishwasher. Yeah. So like yeah, that's such a big thing, bro. Because I know with me like
this so week, like, this back trip, on track.
I also love traveling so much. Like I feel like every time you travel,
something unlocks.
It unlocks so much in the mind, the brain. Like I really urge people to travel. Even if you're going to your grandmother's place in Limpopo, just go for a week and then just see something outside of your bubble here in Joburg. Because it unlocks so much thinking in my mind, bro. like, yo, I'm not utilizing this, I'm not doing this, I'm not doing that. I like discipline. Also church. Like going to church and hearing somebody say, bro.
Church is a big one, yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like my pastor's more than like a pastor. He's like a psychologist, bro. Mm. Like, yes, he preaches the gospel.
Yeah.
But he always says, guys, as a man, stand the fuck up. As a woman, stand the fuck up. Like, yeah. Work. Like, utilize your resources. Like, you are able. You have sound mind, you know?
Yeah. But let me keep it going so we can like keep on track here with the half-year fatigue theme and stuff. Tell us, okay, I think we're getting into that actually now. Some of the things, because now you're talking about traveling and stuff and church. And some of the things that this year taught you that you might need, like that you need in your life, that you need, that you definitely like. I definitely learned that like I need faith this year more than ever, like more than ever, ever. I mean... I think am I allowed to say it? Yes, this was the worst year of my life.
You know, this past 12 months, like, I think about your story every day. I wish you knew, like, every day.
I'm looking at Ruby like, nah, she doesn't even know what happened in my life.
Yeah, I think about
it. It was this year, nah?
It was last year. The past, I'm saying the past 12 months.
Yeah,
12 like, I think months, about it, guys, every day. I'm always just, like, I mean, every time I think about you, I'm like, what a shame. Strong... No, shame. I think what a strong person.
Nah, I think shame.
I don't think shame. I think what a strong...
Nah, I think shame.
Strong person, like... Guys, Lebo has been through a lot. Like, yeah, so Lebo was in the 9-to-5 space.
I had a girlfriend. I told her about this the other day. I had a girlfriend that I've been dating for a year and a half.
She left you, eh?
Broke up.
Yeah.
Had a job that I had worked. I went to VITS the previous year.
Yeah.
Failed two modules. Dropped out. I was like, yo, let me get a job. Got the job.
Yeah, so.
Dream job.
So girlfriend.
My dream job.
Broke up with him.
My dream job.
Dropped out of honors.
Yeah.
Got a dream job.
Got a
lost the dream job.
Dream job gone. Lost the girl. Lost my first ever car that I was hoping to like give.
One of the worst car accidents.
I went through a wall.
Wrote off the car.
Went through a tree, a wall, a robot.
Like, guys, this guy, how do you break a
went
robot?
Went to the hospital.
Guys, this is a wall.
Midday,
somebody's 2 house.
p.m. sober.
Mind you, like the wall is somebody's house.
Sober.
He almost drove into the pool.
At least, you know what I'm saying? At least I should have been. But anyways, but finished all my savings on the first 3 months of rent that I had, by the way, my savings for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
Now I need you guys to understand
now
that.
Now subjected to do, like, mind you, never had a salary. Then everything he was making here was just bonus.
For fun. It was for fun.
Now this the bonus had to become the...
No, but we're getting off track. So, like, shame.
We're not getting off track.
Let me not say worst year of my life because I don't like things like saying worst of best.
I think it's the worst.
Worst of best. Worst of best. Because I think you can say worst of best. Oh, and then my grandfather also passed away. I forgot about that also. But anyways, yeah. So, really bad year. I don't like to say worst of best because you have to understand that the moment you think life can't get worse, the devil might show you how it can. So, I you know... In this year, you know, since I'm talking about what this year taught me that I need, faith was a big one because if you don't have faith that you're going to reach tomorrow and you have 23 rand in your account, 10K rent is due tomorrow. Let me explain. You have a shoot that night. How much did I say I have in the account? 100. You have a shoot that night. The Uber to the shoot is 120. I need you guys to listen to me. The shoot is, you have 100 in your account. You have a shoot at night. The shoot is, to get to the shoot is 120, to get back from the shoot is 120.
And you can't not go.
And you can't not go.
Because if you don't go, you're stopping.
I'm stopping production. I'm stopping flow. I'm stopping business. Tomorrow rent is due. It is rumored that the campaign will pay you. And the reason I say rumored is because campaigns don't pay you.
On time.
They pay you when they want. It's rumored.
When they can.
That is why faith is a beautiful thing. Faith will allow you to sleep. It will allow you to eat. When your life is...
in shambles.
Left and right, everything is falling apart. You just went in a car accident. You need to have faith. And I'm not saying, and I know Tato's already saying God will, and he's speaking about Christianic faith. And I'm not talking about just Christian faith. I'm talking about faith in yourself, faith in your life, faith in the skills that you've already accumulated. You know, there's a photo that I showed my friend that I was talking about earlier when I was facing rejection. And it said, when you don't know what to do in your life, the key for that is education. If you're educated, the key for you is consistency. If you are consistent, the key for you is execution. You need to always be thinking You know what I mean? So like now I said to myself, okay, I can't get a job now. I'm not making enough money to get married and have a house. I'm not going to lie to the internet. I'm not making for the next step in life.
Yeah.
Because I think that I made enough money for my
20s. Yeah.
As we all, I remember you spoke about this. Like there was a podcast where you said that, yeah, guys, I was making money. I had a flat, I had everything. And I could literally live like this for the rest of my life. But I said, no, I want more.
Yeah, I need you know what I mean? To innovate.
So now I've already applied to school. Going back, I might drop out of honors for that time. But no, why? Because I say to myself, you must have what? Faith. So that's the biggest lesson that I can like say to people like that are listening. That's the biggest lesson that like I definitely needed to learn over and over again until I finally got it right. That like, yo, dude, life is bad, but you're not dating your ex. What did the year teach you? I'm sorry, this is like obviously I speak passionate about because this is my revelation for the past 6 months, you know what I mean? What's my what? Can I tell you something that I definitely saw more of you in the 6 months? Maybe you can do one for me as well. Mm. I definitely saw you were building more of your identity again. I don't know how to say it. Mm. Like you got the tattoos, you said, you know what? You know, the tattoos is a big step in our family, guys. You have to understand, like, none of us. Not my dad, my mom, she would not me. And none of us want. That's another layer. So when Tato got the tattoo, I was like, okay, cool. Like, this is it. He's finally reaching, like, the final steps of his individual identity.
Yeah.
I still don't think. I think that I'm close to becoming who I am. Mm. But I feel like you've really found who you are. And I definitely think it's been these past... In this year, the past 12 months,
That's true, definitely. I agree.
I definitely think so.
I think this past...
Definitely.
6 months has taught me, like, the first thing that comes to mind is not to begazelle. People that don't know what begazelling is basically, like, don't subject yourself to being in uncomfortable situations.
Don't subdue.
Don't subject yourself to being in uncomfortable situations. So whether that's, like, a work environment, whether that's a friendship, whether that's a relationship, don't... stay for the sake of staying. I think with relationships especially, it's always being preached that like, no, you must learn your partner, you must sacrifice, you must allow for, no, leave, bro. Leave, bro. There's someone out there who's going to love you. Nah, like, just leave that relationship.
So, nah.
Yeah, so nicely.
So nicely. So warm.
So warm.
Yeah.
So that's like one thing that I keep like trying to understand and think. And then also taught me the power of faith too, but this faith from a Christianity perspective. Yeah, I think I was atheist most of my life, and then I think I became Christian again maybe 3 or 4 years ago, but it was very like lukewarm Christian. Mm. Now I'm making more of an effort to like understand the Bible, scripture, understand God, understand what it means to be a Christian. No way near being like the perfect Christian or Christian that understands, but I think my heart is in the right place.
There's no such thing as a perfect Christian. That's the point.
One thing I want to speak about the church, though. I want to speak about the church.
I wanted to say, though, that you have, though, you know, promoted in the Christian world. Because, like, you know, there's people that work.
Yeah.
You know, there's people that are... I always tell you about this. You know what I always say, the professional Christians. You are one under. Literally, like, no, you are a professional Christian.
No.
You go to church and you also talk about God every single time the podcast.
My sister was at my place when I was in Lesotho.
Yeah.
And then she was meant to, I came back and I was like, yo, dude, tomorrow's church. I'm like, everyone that sleeps in my house, when we wake up, we go to church.
Yeah.
She left the day. she left. She said, I'm gay. Who the hell is this guy? Like, imagine from seeing your brother grow up to him saying, everybody in my house goes to church.
No, man. But I also do things like that, though, sometimes. You know, like, if I have someone over, I'm like, no, we pray for the food here in this house. So,
so we must pray. One thing that I didn't really... Also, I didn't answer the question that you answered. I think I did. Never mind. One thing that... I never understood when it came to Christianity was how Christians are so obsessed with making everyone Christians.
Oh, no, I get it.
And then I experience the peace of being a Christian. And I experience the power of faith and the power of what the gospel preaches. And that then makes you want your loved ones to experience that same level of peace. So now I get it.
Yeah.
So it's like, I used to be like, why is everyone so like, yo, fresh? Like I feel like, okay, cool. We've got different strategies to do it. Like some people can be like, yo, everyday flyers to give to people. Some people can be like, yo, do you know God? Yo, do you know God?
For me, it's my WhatsApp story.
For me, it's like, just to close friends, like, yo, dude, let's do this thing, you know?
But do you know why? Like, and I always say this to people because that's a big question of people that are not of the faith. Why do Christians push so many people to becoming Christian? And I always say, have you ever prayed for something? And let's say you pray for something as small as money to go on a date. And then you're going along your day, wada-wada, you live. Wada. And your uncle goes, hey, I haven't seen you in Tata. I haven't seen you Tata mo. And he puts all the money that you prayed on the dot. He puts all the money that you prayed for. That feeling of I'm being heard, that my existence is valued, that there is something out there that like is watching out for me all the time. It's something that, of course, you want to share with your loved ones, yeah. Especially those ones who don't pray, don't want that. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, but yeah, let me. I like your answer, faith in the Christian way. But giving back to yourself is also a big theme in this half year fatigue thing that I've been speaking about, or the half year point. Right?
Yeah. We saw you do that really well this year.
Yeah, I think I did.
Like, you invested
really well.
Back into like your look,
my place.
Because I mean, like the money you made this year was not different to the money you made last year. Maybe it was more cool.
Yeah.
But my point was that it was not the first time you had money in your
yes.
But now, because of your shift in mindset this year,
yes.
Instead of money coming in, instead of going out for lunch, you then said, let me buy a headboard.
Yeah.
You said, let me get this
appreciation posts. Yeah.
Let me get, like, you know, let me clear the Shein card.
Yeah.
Let me go to, you know, H&M yes. Cotton On, which is also very powerful. So I think you've also grown.
Yes.
And it's so funny, guys. Like, level, like, having a younger brother is the weird thing because you see your old self in someone and then you see the person, like, do something. You're like, oh, I remember when I went through that change.
Yes. Like, when you're like, oh, I see that now. Yeah. He sees watching, this thing. Yeah.
I was watching my old content.
Fully.
I was watching our YouTube then, actually. Yesterday, and I was checking the way I dressed, and I was like, "What the hell?
What is this guy on?"
Yeah, and I was like, "I'm sure Lebo does the same thing." Like, "Oh shit, what the hell?
Yeah.
What was I wearing?"
I actually took a screenshot of. I told you like before we shot. I took a screenshot of Tato.
Yeah,
and I was like, "You know, this is you when you're my age."
Crazy.
And you're shooting in the studio. It shows you, hey.
Yeah, yeah.
How I'm saying, but do you see how much your life changed in 2 years?
Yeah.
Like, guys, this is why life is so beautiful.
Next 2 years, Lamborghini, God, amen.
This is why life, but that's what I'm saying.
Lamborghini, man.
This is why I always try emphasize life is so complex and so beautiful. Because you honestly, I could be sitting here complaining about life for like the whole podcast, for example.
Yeah.
And in 5 years, I'm motivating people to not kill themselves.
Yeah.
You don't know what God can give you, whatever. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And if that's the case, then that shows the power of just constantly having a positive mindset.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? And you're like always building on your perspective of life.
Yeah.
I feel like that's one thing I learned in the past 6 months. That's so important. Like I used to like, and they spoke about this on church on Sunday. I used to walk and like bump my toe and get quiet. I used to drop a fork and get quiet.
Emotional regulation was a big thing
and
for you.
And it's crazy because I remember every time when I was training my home cell, I said, guys, can we please pray for, because I asked you, like, what do you want to pray for?
Yeah.
I said, can we please pray for emotional regulation?
Yeah.
Right? And then I'd also pray for emotional regulation. So, like, if Ruby upsets me or you upset me, I don't go, I just absorb it and then I find the next step. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I try to put myself in Ruby's shoes or your shoes. Ruby, you don't upset me, by the way. It's just an example.
Upset him, Ruby.
He does accept me. and then as that's going, because I'm praying for emotional regulation, what's the gospel of church now? The power of your thoughts, the power of your mind, the power of being able to see that thought can manifest into a perception.
Mm.
So like, for me, one thing I've learned, which I think everyone should really try and maybe learn this, if you've got it, that's beautiful, amen, but it's the power of being able to take control of your own mind and having a positive perspective. Like, don't be stressed by things that won't have any relevance in the next day.
You won't sleep,
next week.
Chief. You won't sleep.
You won't sleep, guys.
You won't sleep.
And what's the point of living life with 1,000 thoughts running in your head? What's the point of living life and thinking that you're a failure?
Like,
are you living life so that one day when you eventually have everything and you're 50, then you can say, okay, now I'm
something. I did it. Now I can breathe.
Are you kidding me?
Now that means you only started feeling compassion for oneself at 50 when you have a car and a house.
Yeah, like love yourself
now. That makes
no
sense, mate.
Even this thing of like, yo, my dreams. Guys.
Sorry for disturbing you.
Yeah, I remember for me when I was 19, 20, I didn't even dream past this point.
Real.
Now I'm going to sit in this point and be like, yo. Like,
I'm a failure.
You what? Excuse me?
And that's like the power of time, bro. Like time is such a beautiful thing. Like it's why old people look back on their lives and they say, oh, like, you know, you guys are too stressed. You take this thing too seriously.
Yeah, they say the same thing.
Because they understand. They're like, dude, you guys have so much time. So I think another one I want to say is like patience, bro. Like
people are so impatient with one themselves. Yeah. I'm super impatient in everything. You know me, I hate waiting in lines. Yeah. I hate uncomfortable situations. Mm. I don't like kotas. I don't know why I said that, but that's just another layer of impatience. But yeah, like patience is a big thing, because if you can look to yourself at the end of the day and say, I didn't accomplish anything, and hold your back and say, maybe tomorrow, you've already done something that a lot of people can't do. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Even on that step, like, sorry, like every time you speak, I think of something.
No, go ahead, dude.
Like, even on that step, like, sometimes like a day will exist, né? And this is the power of perception also. Yeah. A day will exist. You will do everything in your power. Let's say I'm going to use Ruby as an example.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's say Ruby's unemployed, just graduated. Yeah. She's updated her CV. Mm. She sent out 5 job applications. Mm. You know, she tried to go to the gym. Mm. She tried to connect with a friend. And then she, and another day comes, there's no gratification of what she expects. There's no, you know, success in her mind is maybe getting that job.
Yeah, or but it's not or something her flying. Happening. You get me?
So at the end of the day, she's there like, ah, dude, I'm a failure. Mm-hmm. Now, when you have that perception that you're a failure after all of that work, you won't deem those steps that you were taking towards your success as steps towards your success. Mm. Do you get what I'm saying? So now the next day, when it's time for you to call that friend,
apply
the CV again, apply again, you won't do it because in your mind it's not working. Mm. But it is working. Mm. You get me?
Every day, something is cooking up.
So
your steps are creating a journey.
Yeah, it's creating a journey, bro. Mm. No one had a business idea, did research the next day, did some shit a few days later, 2 weeks more, and then they were a millionaire. No, bro, it's going to take years. Yeah,
there's a huge misconception, I feel like, with success, especially in SA. And I blame the Forex guys. I blame them so much. I blame the Forex guys, and I really blame, might be a bit controversial, but also blame the female content creators, some of them. Because they create this perception that, like, life is, like, booming, life is fast, life, success happens overnight. Mm. If you do this, this, and this, you know, like, you know, you pick up a camera and do this, 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 you can end up in Dubai, you can do this, you can buy a car, you can do that. And it's like, that's not real life. In real life, you need to apply. Any good business is not done in a rush. It's done with time. Mm. Any good business, any long-lasting business is done with time. Mm. You know, you must understand, Coke started out off selling medicine. Mm. Medicine to Coca-Cola to cold drink is a huge, you know what I'm saying? It's a huge shift.
Even what is it? YouTube started off as a dating app, or like a Facebook.
I know what you're talking about. It was like a Facebook.
Yeah, or like a dating app.
It was like a social media thing.
Yeah,
yeah. But my obviously my point is that, like, we have this culture of people that, like, are trying to convince us that in a year you could become a millionaire. Mm-hmm. You become a millionaire in a year, and I will show you that you didn't pay tax. Like, that's a fact. Yeah. Become a millionaire in a year, new job, new everything, new business, and I'll show you that you didn't pay tax. These things take time.
Yeah.
These things take time.
I've seen, like, from my own personal experience, they take time, and in everything that you're doing, it might not be, like, for example, my goal in the beginning could be, I want to be a full-time content creator.
Yeah.
I want sustainability. I want a studio. Mm. Now, when you practice towards building, you know, being a full-time influencer, obtaining the studio, your goals change, né? Mm. And you also realize that your actions towards getting those things has built a foundation for you to achieve something else. Mm. So year by year, as you're doing what you're doing, you might be going left and then right and then up and then down, but you're gaining certain skill sets to allow for true success in the future. Mm. And I feel like we can start judging you when you're 40 and you're having issues with something. Yeah. After, and mind you, when
you've lived a life.
Yeah, and you're 40, started working at 22, and you've been actively trying. Then we can say something is off, let's help you, you know? But if you're like 25, 26, 32.
Even 32, 36, I was about to say, 35, like, and
just relax.
Like. But I wanted to say, it's not only your skill set, but the space. You know, I was reminded the other day that, you know, I used to live in res. In my res, it was maybe, I want to say, 40 guys in a corridor sharing four showers. Yeah. Four or five showers. Mm.
Six, yeah.
six showers, 50 guys or 40 guys, 48 guys, sharing six showers. I was never, ever going to become an entrepreneur there. But when I moved to Sandton, the space, the new comfort, that it allows you to have new opportunities. Sometimes moving back home, the space, the comfort allows you to have new opportunities. Sometimes moving to another city, the space,
That's
another thing. Your space is sometimes going to determine your...
I wanted to read my story, but I think it was from yesterday. I think it basically said on WhatsApp, like, knowledge is power.
Yeah.
I think it's knowledge, you can put like a dash, exposure is power.
Mm.
Like, learning, you know, anything can really equip you towards, you know, success.
Mm.
But as well as exposing yourself to the right environments, you can also do that. So it's like what you said, like,
definitely,
you know, being in the space. Yeah, man. Like, it's so important, bro. But we're going to get it right, guys. I think right now, like, the reason why we're speaking so passionately...
I don't have it right yet, but that's why we speak.
Yeah, the reason why we're speaking so passionately is because we are in that midlife crisis where we feel like, damn, like, what's going on? So right now, as much as we're speaking to you guys, we're also trying to, like, speak to ourselves and tell ourselves that it's going to be okay.
I want to show you guys how unrealistic expectations can be. In a world where everything was supposed to work out at this point in your life, whatever you pictured as your 16-year-old, 18-year-old self now, your life now, what would you have had?
At 28.
At 25, I would have had a Porsche, apparently.
Yeah.
I would have had a penthouse.
At 28.
And I would have been working in parliament as, I think, under the vice president.
Yeah.
I would have been working in his team. That's literally what the younger version of me thought I was going to accomplish by 25.
I think I'd be married. I'd be working remotely. I'd have multiple houses.
Multiple houses at 28. When a bond takes 20 years to pay. It's just amazing that, like, we put these...
But also, it's possible, guys.
It is possible. Oh, wait, yeah. I'm not saying this is not possible. I never said that.
Yeah.
I just said that you need to be realistic.
I never said you said it. Okay. I'm just saying, like, it's possible for you to be that outlier.
Yes, it is possible.
But it's not common.
It's not common. Even now, as I sit here, I only know one outlier out of all of you in my life, in my age. It's Raymond. It's definitely Raymond.
Yeah.
That's it. Oh, Raymond and his boys, I guess.
Yeah, so Raymond. But also Raymond, extremely disciplined.
And extremely intelligent.
Yes, extremely disciplined. So Raymond does e-commerce. If you guys want to learn e-commerce, definitely check out my boy, Raymond. Raymond Jumbo on Instagram. Yeah, he's definitely a young millionaire.
Yeah.
Doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, let's play top five. Yeah, let's get away and have a bit of it. Because I can see we... Yeah, sure. Okay, good. Okay, cool. So today's is top five. It's all about... The top five content creators, actors, musicians, anyone in your opinion that you think should have their own dedicated DSTV show right now, today.
Cyan Bougie.
Okay, that's a good one. I think she already has a show, so that's a good one.
I think they're cooking up.
So that's a good one.
They're cooking up things, but Cyan Bougie, yeah. What?
I'd
like to see a Rumpetty Brothers one also.
Ooh, boring. I say Cyan Bougie, Naledi M. Who else would I say deserves their own show, low-key?
Casper Nyovest, reality show bang.
I won't lie. Casper Nyovest, I don't know why he doesn't have it. He has a kid, he has the wife, he has the house, he has the Twitch. I don't know why he doesn't have a reality TV show. One that's really, I'm pushing it now onto Netflix now. Moving away from DSTV and its own special, an Uncle Waffles tour special. I definitely think South Africans are missing out on that. And I definitely think she's big enough for that.
I think Uncle Waffles or Tyler? I was about to say, I think Tyler. Tyler will go too crazy.
Nah, I think Uncle Waffles, because I feel like you have to understand, like, Tyler...
Can you see Tyler going crazy in America in a hidden club?
Yeah, I know that, but, like, think about, like, the amount of footage Uncle Waffles already has from the different countries, the different performances up to this point compared
like
to Tyler.
Like a special, I get you.
I don't know. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, cool, yeah, I already have my four. I'm saying Tyler.
Let's try to take it down, the frame.
Yeah, nah. Oh, yeah, man, I feel like Biff of the Star should come back and be on DSTV. Dude, that's a good one, bro. I feel like that should have been on DSTV. I feel like Showmax definitely. Showmax more. Showmax would have cooked them up a bit more. Yeah.
Even I think I'll say Are You Tubed In too.
That's a good one too.
Yeah, Are You Tubed In?
I'll say that one.
I think.
I'll say that one like a content creator.
But that should show you. You know, I was talking about failed businesses. Yeah. That was also like a failed business.
Yeah.
If you really deep it. Because I spent like 70K towards doing the show. Thinking that if I do the pilot, I'll get a Netflix Showmax easy. Boom. Failed.
But then there's another man out there who
sends an email of the story plot of I YouTube
and,
gets the
and
show. He gets the show. That's live.
And that actually happened.
That's live.
That actually happened. You know that? I'll tell you who did it.
That's live.
You know that's actually happened.
Really?
Yeah.
That's insane. Though.
Let me type it.
I already know who it was.
Yeah.
I already know it was.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can I say?
No.
Can we say?
No.
Can we mute my mic then?
No.
But does it have to do with?
Hey, no. You know who it is.
HDMI.
What?
One of them is the letter that you didn't understand. HDMI. Okay. Anyways, okay, Sky, cool. Man. That's our top five, guys. Any final remarks that you have actually for everyone listening back home? Did you finish your top five? I only did four.
Yeah, I'm good. That's enough. You guys can fill it up for us, the rest.
Yeah. Yeah, but 17th, if you made it this far, 17th of July, Rosebank Mall, we're having a live show, less than 40-something tickets left. Very, very excited for this one, guys. We will see you there. A lot of you have already DM'd us. Can't wait to... Someone DM'd me, they're going to buy me a drink. I can't wait to buy that drink and then spit it out at the back because we don't know people who are strangers. But very excited to meet all of you and see you guys. Like, opinions live.
It's going to be dope.
It's going to be super dope. A lot of things we've got planned for you. We've got Thought Digest. We've got Asma Jita. We've got amazing games that you guys will be part of. Don't expose too much. I'm not allowed to say.
Yeah, ASM is doing a nice special.
Please buy tickets. Yeah. Link in the description. Okay, cool. Yeah, final remarks.
Yeah, no. My final remarks is just, guys, the power of your mind, the power of your thoughts. I think don't let your thoughts control you. Control your thoughts.
Yeah.
And don't let them become a crazy, crazy bad perception of self. That's something I got to say. Guys, take care of yourself. It's cold. It's going to be warm soon. Yeah, man. Like, put yourself in good environments.
Yeah. My thing is that human beings have lived throughout many, many decades, centuries, and etc. And there's been harsher times to live in when men used to run into a wall of smoke and go kill another man that he doesn't even know why he's killing him because the king declared. You are living in a time of sophistication. Tools are at your disposal. YouTube, AI. If you feel as if you are lost, find direction in the things that are close to your heart, the things that you love. You're not lost. You are just someone that's on pause. Okay? Good? Cool. Sharp, sharp. See you guys next time on Seated with Lebo and Tato Rampini.
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye, guys.